This morning, I like to share about intercessory prayer, and it's one of the ministry which we are involved. We are having ministry, evangelism and church planting, leadership development, compassion ministry. Compassion means like helping poor and needy kids. Currently, we are helping 125 kids for their food and education, and many of them are from the beggar's family. And fourth ministry is like intercession ministry. We pray for people, we pray for needy people, we pray for others, pastors, and we have a small prayer group. And fifth one is like we travel different places and we arrange small program where we teach about different topic. We take the different topic like discipleship or any like women's issue or social issue we take and we teach about them. These are the ministry we are doing in India. But I love intercessory prayer ministry. It's one of the amazing ministry. And I don't know how to explain it, but it has a great blessing. When Job said, you know, you might have read whole book of the Job. And when he come to the end of his life, and he said, when I prayed for my friends, when I prayed for others, God blessed me with a double portion. So it's amazing when you pray for someone, when you pray for your friends, when you pray for other people, you have double portion. You have possibility to receive double portion from the Lord. You have possibility to receive double blessing from the Lord. And it's amazing ministry. And this morning, I like to encourage you. If we can show, my friend can show like some of the scripture, that would be great. If you have Bible, you can come to me with the Jeremiah, book of Jeremiah 27:18, or we can read on the screen 27:18. Can we read on? Yeah. If they are prophets and have the word of God, word of the Lord, let them plead with the Lord Almighty that the article which remain in the house of the Lord, please, and in the place of the king of Judah in the Jerusalem will not be taken to Babylon. So Jeremiah is one of the key prophets in the Old Testament. And then we know that there was like a 70 years of period when these people, Israelites, were taken to the Babylon. And not only this people, but along with them, this king of the king of Babylon took some of the key vessels from the temple, that holy temple where Israelites used to go and worship God. There were some the key vessels, and they have taken. And then Lord said to them that the people, those who are remaining in Jerusalem, they have to pray to God so that those vessels may be remain in his temple. In our context, we can find we are the vessels of God. And you might see around the world, many people are going back to the world, going in sinful life, and the church, and we have that responsibility to pray for those people so that they can be in the church and be abide in the Christ and walk with the Christ. So it's we can take in that verse in our context that the church has the responsibility to pray for other people. If you can take another scripture, Ezekiel 22. I was surprised when I read this scripture. It says, I look for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so that I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. God himself is telling, I was searching, I'm looking to someone. If, for example, he's coming to Maastricht, Lord is coming to here and say in Maastricht, he look around all the Maastricht and he look for the people. Is there anyone who can pray for the Maastricht? Is there anyone who can stand in that gap? Will he find someone from among us? That's how I found this man. I found this woman. I found this man who is standing for the Maastricht. So in the same way, God was looking in those days for someone who can stand in that gap. And the sad thing is that in the last sentence he says, I found no one.